Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. We certainly hope you had a good weekend, maybe seeing family, catching up with friends, doing all those things that haven't happened since the before time. Not to bring you down, but we have noticed some things happening with COVID-related trends in Michigan and elsewhere. With us to assess is Dr. Arnold Manteau, an epidemiologist at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. He's also acting chair of the FDA's Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. Arnold Manteau, welcome back to Stateside.
Glad to be here.
So we've noticed there are a number of states in which the Delta variant of COVID-19 has become the dominant strain now, and it seems to be driving an increase in cases in some places. What can you tell us about why it's gotten such a hold and the ways in which Delta is different than the general strain of COVID?
Well, we keep moving ahead in terms of how well the virus is adapting to transmission. We originally had the Wuhan virus, and we had the super spreader events, things that didn't make a whole lot of sense because the virus sometimes transmitted well, sometimes didn't. And then we went to the Alpha, the UK variant, and that transmitted better. And Delta is transmitting even better. And the proof of the pudding is that it takes over. What is also happening now is the virus is finding out individuals and particularly regions which are not well vaccinated. And since Michigan is better vaccinated in general than many other states, I don't think we're going to see the kind of surges that are beginning in some parts of the country associated at least in part with the Delta.
Why do you say that?
Because we are more vaccinated than a number of mainly southern states, southern and some western states. Because the vaccine still does prevent symptomatic disease, the bottom line is that it's preventing severe illness. And there's unanimity about that. So I think we can go forward and hope we have a good summer. Autumn, fall, who knows, because respiratory viruses tend to come back at that time, just seasonally.
Sure. Like you say, Delta is not the dominant strain here in Michigan right now, but we are seeing the number of confirmed cases increase with the Delta variant. Is that yet a point of concern for you?
Not really, because I think the prediction is, and I agree with it, it's going to take over. It's more efficient in its spread. It's going to predominate. This is exactly what happened with the UK variant, the Alpha. We never really had some of the other variants, one from South Africa, one from Brazil, take over. And it's probably because they didn't spread as well as the UK variant.
Yeah. The way you talk about the Delta variant finding people who are not vaccinated, it makes it sound a little creepy, actually.
But viruses always do this. We have, you know, measles outbreaks. Measles has been almost eliminated. But if you have a cluster of kids who have not yet vaccinated, even though everybody in the area has been vaccinated, the virus transmits pretty well and seems to be able to find these groups. We've seen this over and over again. That's why clusters of unvaccinated people are really dangerous to the people themselves, not to the community, because the rest of the community is often protected because of vaccination.
Right. We have seen vaccination rates slow down significantly since that early frenzy within late winter, early spring to get the shots. There are only 7 counties in Michigan that have reached a 70% vaccination rate. And yet you feel confident that vaccination rates statewide, that's what's making the dent in infections?
First of all, let me back up and say there's no real magic number about where we are to achieve reduction in spread. There are numbers which may be correlated with elimination, at least temporarily, of transmission. I think it is obviously much better to be in a county which is 70% vaccinated. But even if you're less vaccinated, but still not 30%, which is the way the vaccination rates are in some places in the United States, we are going to see reduction in transmission. Don't get me wrong. The sensible thing, the thing that we should be doing is to get vaccinated, because we've rarely had as good a vaccine or as good a way to prevent spread and infection.
As some lessons have been learned in the earlier stages of the pandemic, what thoughts do you have on how the hesitant can be convinced at this stage of the game?
Well, we have various levels of unvaccination. Some people have had difficulty in accessing vaccines, especially early. That we need to fix. If it's a question of not being able to get rides to get vaccinated. The second level is just not belief in either the efficacy of the vaccines or the severity of COVID. And that's something which is pretty unique. We've never had that before. And I think we have to work on people to convince them that this is good, not only for themselves, but for society. I hope that, and this is taking bad news and trying it to turn it around, that when we see that the places where the transmission starts to take off are those places which are not well vaccinated, will convince people to go and get vaccinated. And then there's a third class of people, and those are the people who just don't believe in vaccines. And it's very hard to use data to convince these people. It's more of an act of faith than of knowledge.
Yeah. I'm starting to run across a few people who had COVID after receiving their vaccinations and who lived to tell the tale, even if they needed urgent care. Can we assume that we are in a period where the vaccines are doing their job, even if the infection rates go up again?
The vaccines seem to be doing their job. We have 90, 95% efficacy. That's astonishing. Most of our vaccines do not work that well. We don't pay a whole lot of attention to that because we've learned to live with a lot of these infections. Flu, for example, flu vaccines in a good year is about 50, 60% effective. But you know, we're used to having flu around. I have a strong suspicion we're going to be getting that way with COVID, and it's just going to join our winter respiratory infections after we get over this period where we don't know how to manage it. And we're working our way to that point. I think the idea that COVID is going to go away forever is really not possible now. It's all over the world. A lot of the world is not well vaccinated or doesn't have access to vaccine. We are at a tremendous advantage in this country, having access to both safe and effective vaccines. And these vaccines really are safer than most of that we've experienced. They've now been given to millions and millions of people. And there are side effects. There are always side effects whenever you take anything, whenever you put anything in your body, whether it's a drug or a vaccine or anything else that you smoke or consume. There are always side effects, but this is really a great vaccine in terms of both its efficacy and the likelihood for not having any kind of important side effects.
There was a 13-year-old boy named Jacob Kleinick who lived in Saginaw County who we recently learned died a couple days after receiving his second vaccine. What investigative questions would you want answered about his death?
Well, I want to find out what the problem really was. We know that there are some side effects. And one of the things that we always do when we are working up something like the myocarditis that has shown up in younger people. And I think that is a real but very infrequent side effect. What we want to figure out is whether this is in fact related, because something happening afterwards may or may not be related. And we want to see what it was and whether there are any other reports of whatever the condition was. We have a reporting system called VAERS, and it's everything. Anything that happens after vaccination is reported. And then they go and see whether the thing that happened after vaccine was actually related to vaccine or would have happened in the absence of vaccination.
Dr. Arnold Monto is an epidemiologist with the University of Michigan School of Public Health and has had a role to play in the FDA's Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. Dr. Monto, thank you again very much. We appreciate your time.
Welcome. Glad to be on again.